Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice day out there. Joe, it's, I mean, really is, you, what is it with, it's either your underwear's on backwards, the microphone's coming off the stand, it's, I'm starting off every show with just like, a cartoon getting hit in the head with a frying pan.
To be
like,
fair,
you thought you had a plan, boom! No, I don't think so.
I barely touched the other way. I don't know what's going on here, yeah. But we're good. We're back.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're back.
Yeah,
you're good?
Back. Yeah. I don't know why that didn't happen when I moved it. You know, it had to be, the mic had to be on, I guess, for it to fall apart.
Yeah. Well, anyways, to reset. It's one of those days, I feel like it's a weird day to talk to Western New York because we're all living different lives.
That's right.
Yesterday, you had the foot of snow down in Hamburg, Orchard Park, East Aurora, all these other places. And, you know, I'm up here. So it's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to worry about.
It was a little cold this morning.
Yeah, that was annoying. Chilly. I had to throw on a jacket, but I'm in no way needing to get the snowblower ready or anything like that. I still have leaves on the ground that I need to shovel up and put in a bag or somewhere and deal with it, but no snow for me to worry about.
No, it is nice though. It's nice that the Southtown's got this snow because now that reminds me to get the snow boots. Everything else I have, the snow boots are in the garage. Those are coming out today just in case the snow starts falling.
Yeah, you definitely don't want those in the garage. You
when I lived in the Southtowns,
somewhere to get the boots.
When I lived in Orchard Park, let me tell you, that first snowfall, sneakers. Because I forgot to bring out the snow boots.
You had to go a day before you got them?
Yeah, like, my socks are wet. You know, it's time for snow boots.
Yeah. That sounds about right. My favorite thing, by the way, was this morning, we were all getting in here at 5 o'clock, and Susan asked you, Joe, were you at the Jonas Brothers last night? And I just had to laugh.
That's funny. No, there were other people our age in media who were at the Jonas Brothers, but I was not. I was watching.
I was like, does that, you're the person who gets asked if you were at the Jonas Brothers?
I mean, I'd rather someone like say, hey, do you want these tickets to the Jonas Brothers instead of asking if I was there? That would be the better thing. I would have gone. I mean, they've got some good music. I'm not going to lie. But, you know. Watched the Sabres win instead and went to bed a half hour late.
So the snow is here in the Southtowns at least, and the rest of us will get in on the action at some point over here in the next month, I'm sure, because it is almost December at the end of this week. And it has you thinking a little bit. One, it's very funny to go into work this morning. I thought about this when I pulled in, and Susan's car is right there next to mine, and one has, like, you know, all the snow dripping from the bottom, and the other's just like, you know, any other day. And that's probably every, like, parking lot at an office around Western New York. You can tell who lives where.
Oh, yeah?
Just by everything that I saw yesterday when I was going to pick up the kids from daycare, a truck roll down the street that had snow all over the hood of its car. And I'm like, oh, wow. So I guess you're really getting it down there. Like, you must have been traveling today, sir, because that snow is definitely not from our neighborhood. You can tell as you're going to work, all right, Southtowns, around here, Northtowns. Like, you kind of know who lives where.
Yeah, like you said, you started seeing it yesterday. There were people in my building that work in the Southtowns. My wife works in the Southtowns, or on the edge of the Southtowns. Some may call that the Southern Tier. And, you know, snow all over the car. When she got home, you saw people driving down Main Street, snow all over their car. Yeah, it's very telling where you've been. You can't say, I wasn't in Orchard Park today.
Yeah, you're hiding that you took a trip. Would have been a bad day to do, like, surprise Christmas shopping.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Oh, no. I didn't visit the Bill store for you.
Right.
Why would you ever think that? So the snow is here, and I saw somebody was talking about having your car prepared for the winter, and it got me thinking of a couple of things. There is the every year discussion of what is in your car's quote-unquote emergency kit, your winter preparedness car routine, or not even car routine, but your winter items that you have to always have in the car. What is on your checklist? And then to kind of flip that a little bit, maybe this is perfect for those of you in the South Towns, but for everybody in Western New York, what is actually in your car right now? As we're speaking today, what is in your car? Because that's what I want to know. The snow is here. You have your ideal winter checklist. What should be in your car when it snows? But what I want to know is what's in your car today? 803-0930. What's on your winter list, Joe, of things you have in your car?
Well, I like to have a snow brush. That's number one. I like to have extra layer of clothes. And that is in the back corner of my trunk. And maybe an extra, like, big old coat, right? Something I don't wear regularly. Something that can just sit in the trunk and have stuff thrown on top of it. But like an extra big coat. I like things to be make sure that I'm warm in case I have to be. In case something happens to this car, I'm not freezing. So the snow brush, number one, that's there. And like a pair of old sweatpants and a old hoodie. And then like an old jacket that I can throw over everything else I have on.
So I think I used to have a lot of that stuff that you just mentioned in the car all winter long, ready to go. Now it's gone down the list because I remember I used to have like a big scarf, the extra winter hat. I definitely had a big coat. I don't know if I kept like winter pants. I think I might have had a pair of pants back there. I'm not 100% sure, but had the big blanket too, all with the winter stuff. I think I had like a whole stack of hot hands in the trunk as well. And there was all in this box in the trunk that I kept back there next to the other car stuff. Now, that's down to a couple things. The snow brush is obvious. A blanket. I have to say that's about it that I carry now.
But at least you still have the warmth thing with the blanket. Now, for me, I have to be fair. For me, the reason there's the extra, the snow pants in the car is because if I didn't have them in the car, I'd get to a Bills game and go, man, I forgot the snow pants. So those sit in the car, yes, for winter purposes, but let's be honest, those sit there because I don't want to be at a Bills game without snow pants late in the season.
Oh, so you're not, different reason.
Yeah, they'll there. Stay there. They stay there all year round, but they are there because of the Bills.
So that's part of the thing. Like, there's nothing staying in my car all year round anymore. How many people, by the way, have the snow brush in their car, never take it out?
Right here.
Why?
Because if I took it out, Brian, I'd get stuck here after one of those early morning snowstorms, and I'd go to my car, and I'd have nowhere. I'd have to sit there and wait for the car to warm up and melt everything off. So you know what? I will take the extra room being gone by just having that float around the car all summer long.
Trust yourself to remember a snow brush?
It's based on experience. I've been in that situation where we get that first snow. I mean, we're talking about someone who hasn't gotten their snow boots out yet. So, yeah, I've been stuck in that situation where I walk out and go, well, I hope I'm not in a hurry because I'm going to sit here for 20 minutes while everything melts off.
No, the snow brush goes in right about now. When I see it snow in the South Towns, that's when I'm like, all right, I'll throw the snow brush in or see like the first forecast for that. All that other stuff, though, that I used to have in the car, I swear, the switch from having a sedan to having an SUV, I feel like I don't want to put all that stuff in the car. There's something mentally about having a trunk versus having the quote-unquote trunk space.
Yes.
Where that feels more like part of the car. It's open to the rest of the car. I don't want to junk it up.
Best snow brush, at least, goes right under the passenger seat. Boom. Done. Forget about it. It's there with the empty monster cans that fell into the car. Yeah. Right there.
So, like, June, I'm getting in your car. Watch out for the snow brush.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be in the back seat, yeah. Brian, watch out. There's a snow brush back there.
Okay. No, that's all that stuff, though. Like, I've cut it all out. I'll still put the blanket back there. And a lot of it, too, is space for, you know, the stroller and everything else that, you know, you're taking with you.
Oh, yeah.
But the big coat, like the stuff, I'm basically just trusting now that I'm going to be well dressed enough in case anything happens. And if I know there's going to be a big snow somewhere, I will sometimes bring my snow boots with me in the car just to be on the safe side.
My trunk, it's like that stuff, you know, the pants, the jacket, that's a layer. And over, you know, the last few months, the stroller has just gone right on top of that layer of stuff. But that stuff stays in the trunk. It's a layer, and then you put the stroller down. And it's worked out perfectly. I have not said, oh, I need to get rid of this jacket. I don't have enough space. I've had enough space.
Okay.
But again, I have an actual trunk. You're right. I think when you have an SUV, it is a little different. You're taking up space.
But you're not really, right? Like, it's not, it's just like a mental thing. It's like, to me, it's like I'm throwing it in the car, not, it's in the trunk, never to be seen.
And your trunk dips down, right? If I remember correctly, or no?
No.
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 Yeah, I mean, I think you have even more space because you have an SUV, but I get what you're saying. Visually,
yeah,
it doesn't, yeah.
It's like you feel like you're locking it away if it's in a trunk and you can just leave it there all year round. You don't feel that same way.
Yeah.
And I am jamming it with a whole bunch of other stuff all the time.
You should just put it down with the spare tire. Can you do that? Put it down in the little well with the spare tire?
Put what down?
Your jacket, pants.
It's not going to fit in that area. But no, and I've done fine without like an extra jacket or pants. Like I'm usually well dressed enough. But what's in your snow emergency kit? And then the more important question, we all know what we're supposed to have. What's in your car right now? 803-0930 on the text board on the emergency question. A lot of people bringing up Sandy Beach, famously Pop-Tarts in the car.
Right. Yeah.
I do have a couple of protein or granola bars in the car right now. Some breath mints, too, if you really need to pass the time. Nothing like too crazy sustainable, though. But I did used to have Pop-Tarts in the back seat or in the trunk of the car. There was a box of Pop-Tarts just with everything.
Just
in case. You never know what's going to happen. Somebody else saying that there's an emergency blanket, MREs for food. So, like, this is where it's an emergency situation. You don't want to replenish it all the time, but this, we do have like Pop-Tarts, granola bars, a Clif bar. Why would you go the MRE route? Like that stuff tastes awful.
Yeah.
Like it's not good. I understand you can leave it there for
years
and years and but you can kind of do that with Pop-Tarts, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
You can do that with better food. I would say, like, splurge on the food if you're going to put some emergency food in the car. Or maybe this is the idea. You put that in the car. You're never tempted to eat it.
That might be
it. And then be without your emergency food in case of emergency.
Yeah, I think, hey, that little center console there, right, the little thing that opens up, you drop a few Pop-Tarts in there, and guess what? If you eat the last one, you go buy some more. And you know what? If you didn't, that's on you.
And they said water, even though it might freeze. And since the blizzard last year, added food and a blanket. And then somebody else, who else had something else with the snow brush? But anyways, you have all that. The question now is, what do you actually have in your car? So, like, how winter ready are you right now? We talk about the snow brush. We talk about all these things. What is in your... You're driving through the South Towns yesterday. You're on bald tires. You get stuck in the snow. What are you stuck with? What's in your car right now? Joe, you seem like you have all the stuff ready to go because it never leaves.
Right. I mean, that's not being... And my car could be cleaner, let's be honest. There's a lot of crap in my car. But I'm happy to say I have the snow brush. So if I need the snow brush there... If I got stuck with, I don't have bald tires, thankfully. But if I did, I don't have a shovel. So that's one thing that, you know, you might want in the back.
So I've got a couple of granola bars, a couple of protein bars. I'm trying to think of what is in my trunk right now. I wouldn't have had a snow brush if I'm down in the South Towns yesterday. I wouldn't have had the extra blanket. That's maybe I'd have to double check on that. But I've got two car seats. I don't have water, but I do have water bottles. I can bottle up some of that snow and warm it up.
Ooh.
And have...
You're stuck, I guess, yeah.
It's snow. It's fun. Yeah. You know, you never catch a snowflake on your tongue?
Once it touches the ground, off limits for me.
No. It's a five-minute rule with snow on the ground. You can eat it as long as it's not yellow. That's what I've always been. As long as it's not yellow, brown, gray, black, white snow, go ahead, bottle it up.
Have you ever been stuck with bald tires?
No.
All right. College. The Skajakwita. Before it was 20 miles an hour. I got stuck in the turning lane into Madai in my 98 Altima, my favorite car I ever owned. The passenger tire, balder than bald, got stuck in the snowstorm. That is my bald story stuck. And ever since then, I've never let a tire get bald.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that'll teach you right away.
It's a learning. It's a lesson, and that's a lesson I think you learn in college.
I've never been stuck with, but it doesn't mean I've never had bald tires.
I get what you're saying.
The first time, but I've never gotten stuck with them. To me, it was always, and I might be totally wrong, and I will absolutely have a different outlook on this when my kids start to drive, but I learned to drive in the snow on a car that was low to the ground and the tires were pretty bald. And I, to today, think that that has helped me drive better in the snow, where you're not going to see me being the crazy snow driver, even either blasting through or out in a ditch or something like that.
So you're overly prepared for the conditions because you were given not the worst, but not the best situation.
I had it was passive, you know, it still got the job done, but it's when you have the low clearance and when you're not, you know, staying totally up to date on your tires and everything like that, the winter preparedness, it can be very tough to drive in the winter. I think that is prepared. When I got my next car, the first time it snowed, I'm like, I feel like I'm driving a tank. And then I'm in my current car, I'm like, I have to be very careful because I feel like I'm invincible.
Yeah.
In this like simple car, even though you're not. But I do think it helps you drive better. Now, again, I said when it comes to my kids, I'm not going to be like, yeah, hey, what do you come home with? Oh, that, you know, Civic. What's the clearance on that? 6 centimeters? Okay. How old are those tires? They're 97s? Okay, yeah. Yeah, go out there. You'll be fine. I probably won't be thinking like that, but right. In my own personal.
Yeah, I mean, I since I was 19, I knew I wasn't invincible in snow because I was driving up to Toronto in a snowstorm and had my mom's Ford Explorer and slipped on ice and smashed the Ford Explorer into a guardrail in Hamilton, Ontario. Let me just tell you, that wasn't the cheapest thing to get the Explorer from Hamilton, Ontario to Buffalo, New York, when it wouldn't run.
Yeah. The what you have in the car now, though, that's the important question. 8030930. A lot of your comments are coming in on the text board. I like this one, but before we hit the break, candles and a lighter or matches for warmth. I never think of candles for that, but like that is
got to be careful.
Well, sure, but yeah. I mean, if you're really stuck, you're in the cold. There you go. You don't have heat in the car, or it's unsafe to run. There you go. I mean, that's not a bad idea. What's yours? 8030930. BMAS and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Okay, we're talking about the snow fall. If you're in it, you can let us know about what it was like yesterday for you. Which, by the way, I mean, we got the forecast in the morning. We were not expecting this to be Southtown's hit right by snow. It was Southern Tier. That was the whole thing yesterday morning. Everyone kept telling us Southern Tier, and then Hamburg Orchard Park, it's like, hey, you know, I guess you're in the Southern Tier now. Which, where do I have it right when I said that earlier this morning? So like, I feel like we're all on different pages is what constitutes what. When we're talking Southtowns, to me, when I say Southtowns, Hamburg Orchard Park, East Aurora, like, I'll give you Wales. That's basically what I mean. Southern Tier is below that. Your Ellicottville, Springville, anything like down lower, like very southern Erie County and below would be Southern Tier. And Southtowns is more Southtowns, you're in the city of Buffalo within 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've never thought of the Southern Tier as being part of Western New York. That's my problem. But I've also never thought of Ellicottville as the South Towns. Does that make sense? Like, I've never thought that just because they're not one, it's the other. I've always thought of the Southern Tier as, like, Allegheny East, like Steuben County. And I like where the Southern Tier Expressway goes through. Not that saying because something's named something, it, you know, Southern Tier Brewery's in the city of Buffalo. It doesn't mean the Southern Tier is in the city of Buffalo. But I've always considered like where I'm from, Hornell, New York, that's the Southern Tier. Elmira, Corning, and then some of the smaller counties that I can't remember east until you get to like, I don't know. I don't know really the counties other than Steuben. I've thought of, you know, Orchard Park, Hamburg, East Aurora as the South Towns.
Yeah.
Springville, Ellicottville. I don't know what you'd call them. They're just other parts of Western New York.
Okay, so you grew up, though, in an area that's shaping your... So this is why it's good to get on the same page.
Yes.
Because when you're talking about Hornell, you're talking east of Batavia. And when you're going east of Batavia... That's when, to me, Western New York starts to do a little work there. Like,
oh yeah, Hornell's not Western New York. That's the
isn't
southern,
that what you just?
No, that's the Southern Tier.
Oh, so your Southern Tier expands.
I would say the Southern Tier doesn't start till Allegheny County. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Ellicottville is Western New York, but I wouldn't call it Southern Tier.
Okay, so you're separating the two.
Yeah.
You can't be both.
Right.
Okay, I don't agree with that.
Like, I don't think just because you're not the South Towns means you're Southern Tier. I think, no, you're not the South Towns. You're not really part of the Buffalo Metro,
but you're still Western New York. Here's where I kind of draw the line. You're Albion, Batavia, Warsaw. If you are east of that, if you're like Leroy and east, you're in Rochester.
Yes.
And you're not. You're out of my mind. Like you're just a completely different area.
You're the Finger Lakes district.
I don't. Everything is to the west of Batavia, is Western New York, Batavia and west, and that includes the Southern Tier. Which to me, like, so everything that's not Western New York is out of my mind. Meaning parts that people might refer to, some parts down there as like the Southern Tier. Corning, you mentioned Horseheads. Like, I guess that's the Southern Tier if you live there.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't even exist.
It's not a region.
No. I'm talking about within Western New York, Southern Tier.
The Southern Tier of Western New York.
Salamanca, Jamestown.
Yeah.
But that's when I say the Southern Tier, that's the Southern Tier because I'm only ever talking about Western New York.
I wonder, do people in Jamestown and Salamanca consider themselves the Southern Tier? Or do they say, no, we're from Western New York?
But you would be both.
Yeah.
We're Western New Yorkers, and we're in the Southern Tier.
I get what you're saying, yes. I've just never thought of it as crossing
Western
regions.
New York is the broad region. It's like Western New York is the United States, and you know the Southern Tier is New York. Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Western New York is the blanket term that describes the entire region.
Yeah.
And then you have the South Towns... The Southern Tier, you have the North Towns, you have the city of Buffalo, you have Niagara County, which I think would also be used to describe not Niagara, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you have the Ontario shoreline. That's how I kind of break it up in my mind. So, yeah. Like, Southern Tier is a much wider range on the map. It's a much bigger area than the South Towns, which is pretty much a narrow band between, we'll call it Hamburg. What do you want to do? Lakeview, Hamburg, that area up to the city of Buffalo. You're the South Towns.
And I would say that people from Western New York probably think like you. And if you talk to me and Tanner, we're going to have a different... like you said, it's all from where you come from. There are people in Rochester who, for some reason, think they're Western New York. I mean, it's funny to hear them say that. I mean, my Western New York doesn't even go out to Batavia. So you're extending Western New York. I think Western New York ends at Erie County. But, again, that's...
No.
Yeah, you go past Erie County, you're in, I don't know, what, Wyoming County? Yeah, you're Finger Lakes. This is Western New York. But I do think it's where you're from, right? I think it's where, if you have experiences in different parts of New York State, you know, some people in Rochester, again, say they're from Western New York. I think they're more accurately from Central New York. But again, it is what it is. People in Jamestown, there's probably people that live there thinking they're from Western New York. Brian and people from here put them in the Southern tier and Western New York. It's very interesting.
But your definition of Western New York, I think, is different than most people's. I don't know. I need the text board to correct me if I'm wrong here, but like Western New York is just the blanket term for this entire area from the top to the bottom of New York State. It's Western New York is.
It's a region.
Yeah, it's an entire region. The Southern tier is in Western New York.
So outside of your definition, the Southern tier is referred to as a region of New York State. That's a separate region than Western New York.
No. How can I be more clear?
I mean, like I said, I think there's a lot of
people. It's all Western New York.
Yes.
But west of Batavia. It's all from the top of New York State to the bottom of New York State. It's all Western New York.
If you go to Albany and say the Southern tier, not one person in Albany is going to think you're talking about Western New York. Is what I'm saying. But people from here are probably agree with you.
Yeah, but in this conversation, we're also not talking to anyone from Albany.
No.
I don't care what anyone in Albany thinks.
I'm trying to say is it's where you're from molds your opinion of the regions of New York. That's what I'm trying to illustrate.
Sure.
Yes.
But like,
that's
when
why
we're
we have
speaking,
different opinions on what the Southern tier is.
But when we're speaking in Western New York, like to me, the opinion of the Southern tier is not going to. The opinion of the Southern tier would be, does Southern tier start at North Collins or does it start at Gowanda? Like, right, like that to me is the difference of opinion. It's not. The Southern tier, when we refer to it here, is all a part of Western New York.
Yeah, I don't think anyone. I just don't think that's true. I think Western New York, people from Western New York goes, I'm from Western New York. Not I'm from the Southern tier of Western New York. I've never heard anyone say that. In Western New York. I don't think it's.
Of course no one's ever said that. I'm from the Southern tier of Western New York. No one's ever said that.
Yeah, they're from Western New York.
Yes.
Okay. People in Ellicottville aren't saying I'm from the Southern tier.
But it's snowing in the Southern tier. So where's the Southern tier?
I mean, it's snowing
in a region in Western New York.
It's snowing in more than just Western New York.
It's a region in Western New York.
For our
sake, because we're only talking to people in Western New York.
Okay. Ellicottville. People in Ellicottville, do you consider yourself in the Southern tier? I don't think they do. People in Springville, are you in the Southern tier? I don't think they do. That's what I'm saying.
What would you consider yourself?
In Southern Western New York. I'm not the South Towns. You're not close enough to the city, but you're still in Western New York.
Yeah, you're the Southern tier. You're saying the same thing.
I think. Even people in Western New York, when they think the Southern tier, they don't think it's part of their Western New York. And they don't consider parts of Western New York to be the Southern tier. They go South Towns and then that other part of Western New York that's south of the city.
When have you ever heard? You're sitting there the whole time and we're talking about snow in the Southern tier every day during the winter for the last 10 years of your life.
Yes.
What do you think we're talking about?
I'm sorry. What was the question?
I
didn't follow that question whatsoever.
When we say it's snowing in the Southern tier, like, what do you think? What are you thinking?
It's snowing in the Southern tier. We've already covered Western New York. It's snowing in other parts.
Jeff and Sanborn, you're on WBEN. Save me.
You got to buy a map. Western New York is Niagara, Orleans, Erie, Genesee, Wyoming, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny. That's it.
Yes.
The Southern tier at least is the bottom three counties along the PA line. And then you have the South Towns you can call, you know, Orchard Park, you know, what, maybe all the way to Springville even.
Yes.
Anything east of that is not Western New York. We're not reporting news in Southern Rochester and, you know, Chemung County and all that stuff.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's exactly what I just said.
No, it's not,
yes,
Joe.
Oh my God.
It's not.
When did I
what
ever
you're
say Rochester was what we were reporting?
It's not
to.
What you're saying
you're
at all, Jeff. I am listening to everything you're saying, Joe. Jeff, so what you're saying, and to be very clear, this is You're talking about Western New York and the counties that traditionally make up Western New York, Erie, Niagara, yep. Orleans, Genesee, Wyoming, Chautauqua, yep. Cattaraugus, Allegheny. And then you consider the southern tier, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny, and then the cutoff line would just basically be Erie County. So anything south of Erie County is the southern tier.
You report that you're... I've lived here all my life, 66 years.
But congratulations.
You report about as far east as Olean. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you know, you're not reporting stuff in the Finger Lakes and, you know, that's the central region.
What
if you go east, if you go further down, then it turns into the leather stocking.
I literally just said
where
that.
You're towards Utica and stuff. There's seven counties in Western New York. That's it. You can have the northern tier. That's Niagara you know, the northern tier is Niagara and Orleans. That's it. It's an area of Western New York.
Yes. And that's when
I think most people in Western New York, I'm not going to chime in for them, but that's the way it's been forever.
Thank you.
That's my two cents.
Jeff,
okay.
Thank you.
There's only five counties in Western New York, but okay.
How?
Niagara, Erie, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Wyoming, maybe Allegheny. That's six.
Since when Orleans and Genesee?
Yeah, Finger Lakes.
They're not even close to the Finger Lakes.
Yeah.
They border Erie County.
I don't know when I said that we were reporting news for Southern Rochester. I missed that coming out
but
of
no,
my mouth.
But no, you're missing the central point of what he said.
I never said that we were reporting news to Chemung County Genesee.
No, stop. You're clouding your head with just stuff that doesn't matter. You're missing the central point to what he said. That makes up Western New York.
Yes.
And we're only ever talking about Western New York.
I never said we weren't.
So when we reference the southern tier,
yes,
we're not talking about a completely different region. We're talking about the southern tier of Western New York.
Oh, good. No, I don't really care because I don't go to the southern tier of Western New York. So.
I'm going to break my own mic across your head.
When I hear southern tier, I go, okay, well, that's not me. Move on. I report it, right?
But you apparently don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I say, hey, southern tier, it's going to snow. Now, back to...
You don't know what you're talking about. What's the southern tier?
Well, apparently the southern tier is just the southern part of the state.
No!
That's what the caller just said.
No, it's
he
not.
He said counties that
no,
border Pennsylvania.
No, it's not. He did not say that.
Sorry. He did accuse me of saying that we report news to Southern Rochester.
He lost me with putting
words in my mouth.
Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny is what he said is the southern tier.
Okay. I'm so disinterested in this conversation now that I just don't care.
But like, I don't know where we started or where we got off the rails.
I tried to make a point and it just went south. So we can just move on.
But it's I was trying to make sure we were all on the same page as what we refer to as Southern Tier.
All right. Well, now we know. Now we know for tomorrow.
But I don't think we do. I don't think we're in agreement here.
Yes, yes. You, the caller, the texters, let's talk down to Joe. The southern tier in Western New York. I get it now.
But there's...
I get it. I can. I know it's tough to believe. I can consume information. I got it.
We're talking about Western New York.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
So it never has to be said.
Batavia's not Western New York, but yes, I get what you're saying.
Okay. I don't even know where we're going. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would have personally drawn the line right under Hamburg, but that's just me. Anyways, North Collins, you can be on the border.
I'll have to go back to the tape and see when I was saying that we were reporting to Chemung County. I must have missed that. I mean, just an idiotic statement.
No, that's,
by the caller.
What he meant was that we're never not talking about Western New York. Like Western New York, you're not saying you live in the southern tier of Western New York.
Let's see. The top story is on the news today. We were only talking about Western New York. Let's see.
I'm trying to think of the...
I get it. The southern tier is, I mean, again,
when we're talking about our local area, we're only ever talking about Western New York.
Got it.
Which includes the southern tier.
Got it. Yes.
I think where the disconnect is you don't want to include the southern tier in Western New York.
No, I'm just really lost. I mean, like I said, I'm just to the point where I just don't care. I mean, that's really where I've gotten to.
So where are your Pop-Tarts?
I only like the strawberry and brown sugar.
Well, lucky for you, they come in a dual bag that has only those two flavors.
16 8-packs.
Ugh, that's just too much.
I mean, depends how long you're going to be there.
You're gonna eat 100 Pop-Tarts just in the car. That's gonna be rough.
I've done this before where I've tried to keep something there for emergency purposes, and then, like, you know, you're on a road trip or something, and you're like, I don't really want to make that stop. I'm just gonna eat this Pop-Tart that's in the middle of my car, you know, and then it's not there. I mean, I have consciously put things away to save, and then I'm on like a long road trip. I don't want to pull over. I'm the kind of person that if I don't need gas or I have to go to the bathroom, I don't want to pull over. And I just yank it and go, all right, I'll refill this some other time.
Do you have a wind-up radio?
I used to. I think my parents still have one. It was a wind-up radio and TV. The TV would be no good these days because, you know, no analog. But that's somewhere in my parents' house.
Someone's going to have to point me in the right direction. I have not found a wind-up radio that keeps its charge for any period. Like, if you're not constantly winding it. But I used to have a wind-up radio that you could listen to for an hour.
Oh, that's impressive.
But that does not exist. Any wind-up radio I've had since, it doesn't work at all.
Do they even still sell? Like, can you find a wind-up radio somewhere? Like,
oh, yeah.
I have this thing. It's a flood alarm, a floodlight, a TV, and a radio.
And a toaster.
It should be a toaster. But it's a 30-minute wind-up, and I got that in 2002. That's how old the thing is.
So how long do you have to wind to last for 30 minutes?
I do not remember using it since the storm in 06. So that's a really bad question for...
I have even a wind-up flashlight that I used to have. Like, oh, it's great. Wind-up, perfect. You know, always running out of batteries. You need something like this. It stinks. I mean, you need to be... It's not wind-up and then it's charged up. No, it's just constantly winded up.
It's a good workout.
Like, what happened to holding the charge? Because I remember vividly using the radio to listen to, you know, Sabres or Monday Night Football or something like that, and you would have... It would last until... I was asleep.
You could give your arm a rest, yeah.
Good luck. Because I've bought a lot of wind-up radios before. If anyone has the answer, because it is just not... Maybe the problem is all of them that I've had recently are just like, you know, cheap. $10 tops.
Yeah. I mean, it's something. It's better than nothing if the power goes out.
Yeah, you can still, I mean, just, you know, wind up by your ear, listen to it.
I had a wind-up Hess car when I was a kid. I liked that.
Like pullback,
yeah, vroom vroom. It came out of the Hess truck that I got.
Yeah,
they're bringing those back. I see the commercials for the Christmas time Hess truck.
Oh yeah, and they'll be worth money someday.
Yeah,
that's what.
Right next to those Beanie Babies.
That's what I've always been. Make sure you hold on to that. That'll be worth something someday. Everyone's got like a closet. It's just the Hess closet in their car from Christmas.
I did like when those cars started lighting up, those trucks, and then you could see the cars in the back, but.
That's like when they got cheap.
Yeah.
It's all like plastic instead of metal.
Hey, look, the lights turn on, and then it takes your attention from everything else.
It breaks right away. All right. We'll be back here tomorrow. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.